Authorities in central Bohemia have come up with an unconventional remedy to improve the state of local roads. They've put the names and cell phone numbers of staff responsible for road maintenance online, hoping that public pressure will make them do a better job, despite less money earmarked for road repairs this year. Jan Richter has the details.
If you don't like the state of the road you're driving on in central Bohemia, don't blame it on the governor. That's the message the authorities are sending by putting the names and phone numbers of the region's road maintenance supervisors online, so that they take the criticism of frustrated drivers instead. The region's governor and Social Democrat enfant terrible David Roth believes that this will put more pressure on the supervisors and that they will be tougher on contractors hired to fix the roads. Central Bohemian region spokeswoman Beryl Mašeková explains.
The regional authority is not satisfied with the current shape of the roads and especially with the work of the private companies which are supposed to repair them. This step aims to raise the personal responsibility of the repair management staff who is paid for the job. The direct control of the general public is the best tool to make the companies accomplish their task, which they often fail to address at all.
With less funds allocated for road maintenance this year, around a 30% drop from last year, 3.5 billion crowns, the authorities believe the 8,000 kilometers of road in central Bohemia can still be kept up more efficiently. On the region's website, people can look up the individual road and the name and contact of its supervisor. The only woman among them is Nadia Konvalinkova, who is responsible for road maintenance around the town of Čáslav in the eastern part of the region. I called her and asked whether she thought the system worked.
I think it certainly does. Communication has improved, but what usually happens is that mayors call us because people often complain to them and tell them about what they think is wrong. So we mostly talk to the mayors.
But Ms. Konvalinková says she has indeed received calls from angry drivers who wonder why the roads are not in a better shape.
When this happens, I listen to that person and I try to explain the situation whenever that it is at all possible, that we can't do everything. But people sometimes wonder why the road in their village is not fixed when in another village we repair it, or when we fix part of the road, why we don't do the whole road.
Ms. Konvalinková believes that with less money it will be extremely difficult to improve the condition of the roads. The authorities want to assess the system during the busy summer months, hoping the results will prove her wrong.
Jan Richter there. This is Radio Prague, broadcasting from the Czech Republic via shortwave, on the internet, and by satellite.